欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。今天呢，我们要和 Tom 来关注一部2001年在国内曾经上映过，并且反响也相当不错的影片《铁甲钢拳》。
Hi everyone, this is Tom. Today we're going to share the movie The Real Steel. Real Steel is a 2011 American science fiction action film starring Hugh Jackman and directed by Sean Levy. The film is based in part on the 1956 short story Steel by Richard Matheson.
这是梦工厂与派拉蒙公司分家之后呢，独立推出的首部作品。影片当中的机器人拳击的场景可以说是最大的看点了，而这些机器人呢，那可都是真的道具。
Animatronic robots were built for the film, and motion capture technology was used to depict the brawling of computer-generated robots and animatronics.
虽然这部影片呢披着科幻电影的外衣，但是其实是一部运动题材的励志片，表现的是父子亲情。影片中故事的背景设置在2020年，那个时候啊，人类拳击已经被取缔了，只有机器人的拳击赛才是合法的。
In 2020, human boxers have been replaced by robot boxers.
休·杰克曼在影片当中扮演的主人公 Charlie 曾经是位职业拳击手，现在呢却只能带着自己的机器人到处去参加机器人拳击比赛。
Charlie Kenton is a former boxer who owns such a robot, Ambush, competing in unsanctioned matches and in exhibitions with it.
显然呢 ，Charlie 最近呢混得可不怎么好，欠了一屁股的债，而他的机器人 Ambush 已经是破破烂烂，进不了正式比赛了。
At a rural fair.Ambush is destroyed by Black Thunder, a bull belonging to promoter Ricky. Having made a bet that Ambush would win, Charlie now owes Ricky $20,000, which he doesn't pay before leaving.
在躲避新债主 Ricky 的时候呢 ，Charlie 被告知他的前女友 Caroline 去世了。
Just listen to this. Do you recall Carolyn Fallon?
It's my ex-girlfriend. I haven't seen her in like 10 years. What does she want?
Nothing. She died. Do you recall Max Kenton?
He's my son. He's got to be like 9 or
11.
11, okay. Is he dead too?
No, he's fine. That's why we're here.
虽然不知道 Charlie 和他的前女友过去的故事，但是由此呢，我们可以看得出来 ，Charlie 是个多么无情和自私的家伙呀！他甚至连自己儿子的岁数都记不清楚了。
Charlie is informed his ex-girlfriend has died, and that he must attend a hearing to decide the fate.Of his preteen son Max,
Charlie 从来没有想过要自己抚养儿子，他甚至拿儿子做筹码，打算从儿子的姨妈姨父那儿敲上一笔钱。
Maxwell, the aunt Deborah, and Uncle Marvin want full custody, which Charlie gives them in exchange for $100,000, having advance on the condition that Charlie take care of Max for 3 months while the couple are away on a second honeymoon.
Hey. Marvin Barnes, I'm Deborah's husband. You know, Deborah really wants to adopt Max. Mm. And I'm up for it. But...
$75,000.
$75,000? You're serious?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we're supposed to go to Italy this summer with my oldest friend and his wife. 2 months in Tuscany and all over.
Oh, just before you. Sounds nice.
We'll be back in New York by the end of August.
In August? $100,000.
$100,000?
You heard me.
You're crazy.
Not nearly as crazy as your wife. You tell her I just signed over that kid to the state of Texas. The way I see it, there's a real way everyone gets what they want here. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to tell your wife I'll only sign over custody to her if I get to spend the summer with the kid first. Okay? Just tell her how guilty she made me feel for being such a terrible absentee dad, how I want to make good with Junior, a little fatherly bonding, whatnot.She'll buy it, you get to be the hero, and everybody wins.
Okay. But not a word about the money to Deborah, you understand?
I understand.
I'll give you $50,000 tonight when we drop off Max, and the other $50,000 when we get back in August and you deliver him to us in New York.
Unless you're doing business with him.
Max 的姨妈 Deborah 呢很想赶快的取得 Max 的抚养权，但是 Deborah 的丈夫 Marvin 却有个小小的顾虑。
Marvin 对 Charlie 说道 ：“The thing is， 问题是这样的 ，We're supposed to go to Italy this summer with my oldest friend and his wife。我们今年夏天打算和我的老朋友以及他的妻子一同去意大利。We'll be back in New York by the end of August。我们八月底会回到纽约， 所以他希望 Charlie 可以在8月底之前 drop Max。 这时候 Charlie 顺势就说道 In August, 100, 8月再回来，那你得给我$100,000。
Charlie 呢，真是有点狮子大开口啊。 Marvin 听说他居然要10万，说你疯了吧。
Charlie 半威胁道 Not nearly as crazy as your wife, you should tell her I just signed over that kid to the state of Texas. 但如果你告诉你太太我已经把监护权交给德州政府了，估计他会疯得更厉害吧。 There's a real way everyone gets what they want here. 有一种方法可以让我们各取所需。 So here's what you're going to do. 所以呢，你应该这么做。 You're going to tell your wife.你应该去跟你太太说 I'll only sign over custody to her if I get to spend the summer with the kid first. 只有我陪孩子过了这个夏天，才肯签文件把监护权让给他。 Just tell her how guilty she made me feel for being such a terrible absentee dad. 就跟他说我是多么的痛心疾首，没能陪在孩子身边，而且他的行为呢，让我觉得我是多么的失职。 How I want to make good with Junior, a little fatherly bounding, whatnot.所以呢，我想多陪陪孩子，多少尽点父亲的责任，等等等等。在这里他提了一个词 ，absentee， 缺席者、缺勤者、旷课者的意思。absentee， absent 就是旷课、缺席的意思。那旷课的人呢，在这里 absentee 加后缀 ee 就好了。Charlie 最后说呢，我这个主意应该是非常不错的。他说道 ，She'll buy it. You get to be the hero, and everybody wins. 他会买账的，到时候你成全了大家。而每个人都得到好处。
Charlie 呢，看来已经是把 Marvin 说服了。虽然 Marvin 呢很不屑和 Charlie 做这样的交易，但似乎现在看起来这也是最好的办法了。
所以 Marvin 答应了 Charlie 的条件。他说道 I will give you $50,000 tonight when we drop off Max. 今晚我们把 Max 交给你的时候，我会亲自给你5万。 And the other $50,000 when we get back in August and you deliver him to us in New York. 另外5万要等我们8月份回来，你把 Max 送回纽约，给我们的时候我再给你。
Hey, Marvin Barnes, I'm Deborah's husband. You know, Deborah really wants to adopt Max. And I'm up for it, but
$75,000.
$75,000? You're serious? Hey, the thing is, we're supposed to go to Italy this summer with my oldest friend and his wife, 2 months in Tuscany and all of them.
Just a 4 year, sounds nice.
We'll be back in New York by the end of August.
In August? $100,000.
$100,000?
You heard me.
You're crazy.
Not nearly as crazy as your wife. You tell her I just signed over that kid to the state of Texas. The way I see it, there's a real way everyone gets what they want here. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to tell your wife I'll only sign over custody to her if I get to spend the summer with the kid first.Okay, just tell her how guilty she made me feel for being such a terrible absentee dad, or how I want to make good with Junior and little fatherly bonding, whatnot. She'll buy it. You get to be the hero, and everybody wins.
Okay. But not a word about the money to Deborah, you understand?
I understand.
I'll give you $50,000 tonight when we drop off Max, and the other $50,000 when we get back in August and you deliver him to us in New York.
Unless you're doing business with him.
Charlie 啊，竟然拿自己的儿子做了买卖，可见他是一个多么不负责任的父亲了。而这个时候呢，钱还没到手，他就已经迫不及待地买下了另一台拳击机器人 Noisy Boy.
Yeah, it's me. I'm buying Noisy Boy. Oh, I got the money. Make him to Dallas Gym, and I'll meet you there.
很快 ，Charlie 见到了自己的儿子 Max. 虽然才11岁啊，但是 Max 已经很懂事了。他一眼就识破了 Charlie 的伎俩，明白爸爸是拿自己呀、换了钱。
Well, listen, you're going to stay here with her while I'm on the road.
How much to give you, huh?
You're coming to this the wrong way, kid.
No, tell me. I want to know.
$50,000, okay? Give me $50,000 to sign you over to her. Will you shut up now?
You sold me?
Sounds worse than it is.
Really?
That it's just to take care of you.
Just give me enough money and you won't have to.
Where are you going
to
go?
Just give me your money. I'll be fine.
Oh, I told your aunt I'd get you to New York at the end of the summer.
Not your concern, Frank Deborah. You sold me for $50,000. You owe me half.
I don't have it. I spent the money on a robot. It's gone. Okay? Gone. Not through here.
看来呢 ，Max 还真是有着和老爸一样的脾气。不仅如此 ，Max 竟然也对拳击机器人很感兴趣，甚至呢是非常的了解。
Charlie and Max meet with Charlie's childhood friend Bailey Talent, who runs the boxing gym of her deceased father, Charlie's old coach. There, Charlie buys a second-hand World Robot Boxing League robot, the once famous Noisy Boy.
在进行了简单的测试之后呢 ，Charlie 就要带着他新买的机器人 Noisy Boy 去参加地下拳击赛了，而 Max 也执意要跟去。
Give me the keys.
Coming with you.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because I don't want you with me. Okay?
I'm either coming with you, or you're fishing for your keys in the sewer. Your choice. It's gonna be all, man. Oh my God, that was close, wasn't it? Cool.
Don't do that again.
That's scaring you, isn't it? Don't do this again.
Don't.
Whoa.
Get in.
Whoa.
Just get in, will you? Give me the keys first.
No, you can wait till I get the truck. Thanks, big time.Sweet ride.
Put on your seatbelt. Don't talk.
Charlie 呢不得不带着 Max 去了飞撒拳击场，但是他不听 Max 的劝告，执意要 Noisy Boy 挑战冠军机器人 Midas 以赢得巨额奖金。
Charlie arranges for Noisy Boy to fight the illegal circus champion Midas at a venue belonging to his friend Finn.
You want to fight Midas?$50,000 guaranteed, winner takes all.
50, really 50.
Now you're talking.
Listen, look. Where is she?
Give me some.
We should take an undercard spot, make a little cash, and get the hell out of here.
First, there is no lead. Second, he's going to crush Midas, and I'm going to make some real cash. We'll take Midas.
Charlie 带着他新的机器人 Noisy Boy 来到了这个飞撒的拳击场之后啊，第一个就要挑战那个冠军机器人 Midas。Max 可是非常的着急，他劝老爸不要冲动。
他说 ：“We should take an undercard fight, make a little cash, and get out of here。我们应该参加一场低级别的比赛，赚些小钱，咱们就撤。Undercard 这是个体育用语，尤其在拳击、摔跤、赛马、赛车比赛中 ，the undercard matches 就相当于 preliminary matches。”预选赛 Typically, promoters intend the undercard to provide fans with an opportunity to see up-and-coming fighters or fighters not so well-known and popular as their counterparts in the main event. The undercard also ensures that if the main venue ends quickly, fans will still feel that they receive sufficient value for the piece of their admission.
在我们看拳击比赛的时候呢，在最重要的比赛开始之前呢，都会有垫场的比赛，通常呢都是一些低级别的。这种比赛呢，我们就可以称之为 the undercard matches 或者 the undercard fights。那 Max 是劝 Charlie 不要冲动，先试试 Noisy Boy 的实力，先对阵一些实力比较弱的对手。但是 Charlie 的缺点呢，就是冲动和自负，他怎么能够听得进11岁的儿子给的建议呢？于是他还是选择了挑战冠军选手。
Partly due to both his inexperience with Noisy Boy's combinations and his own overconfidence, Charlie ends up losing control of Noisy Boy, and Midas destroys it.
现在看起来呢，11岁的 Max 啊，似乎比老爸还成熟理智一些。
You never should have taken that fight.
Oh, really? Really? Thanks, genius.
Do you even think about the stuff you do before you do it? You had no idea how to fight that fight. Those combination codes, you didn't even know what happened even then. You just threw them in their coffee and half-assed. Of course, you lost. Never gave him a chance.
He wasn't that good.
Noisy Boy was a great robot.
What?Was a great robot back in the league, back in the day. But look around you, kid. This place is where once great robots go to die.
Throw them away. That's what you do, right? Anything you don't need, you just throw away.
Wow. It's been a long night, all right? You only sleep indoors tonight. Shut up and get in the truck. Don't look at me like that way. Get in the truck.
由于老爸不听自己的劝告 ，Noisy Boy 在第一场比赛中就被毁掉了。所以 Max 也非常生气，他对老爸说道 Do you even think about the stuff you do before you do it? 你做事情之前有没有哪怕稍微想那么一下 You had no idea how to fight that fight. 对那场比赛你根本就毫无头绪 Those combination codes, you didn't know what half of them even meant. 那些组合命令的代码有超过一半你根本就不了解 You threw them in there, cocky and half-assed.你就是盲目自大临阵磨枪的就去打比赛 You never gave him a chance 你从来就没给他表现的机会 Cocky 表示狂妄自大 Half-assed 凡事只做一半不注细节而且这些都是 Charlie 最致命的毛病
而现在呢比赛输掉了 Noisy Boy 也被毁掉了 查理也很生气啊，他就开始抱怨那个 Noisy Boy 啊并不是一个多么好的机器人，而且这个地方非法拳击场就是这样的，不管过去这个机器人是多么的厉害，有多么辉煌的战绩，这里都是他们的葬身之地。
Max 一听老爸这么说就更生气了， So throw him away， 所以你就把他扔了， That's what you do right， 这就是你出事的方式对不对？ Anything you don't need you throw away， 不需要的你就直接把他扔了。
那显然的 Max 在这儿啊也是指他自己，他认为老爸把自己的抚养权转让给姨妈，那就是抛弃了他。
You never should have taken that fight.
Oh, really? Really? Thanks, genius.
Do you even think about the stuff you do before you do it? You had no idea how to fight that fight. Those combination codes, you didn't even know what happened to the men. You just threw them in their coffee and half-assed. Of course, you lost and never gave him a chance.
He wasn't that good.
Noisy Boy was a great robot.
Was a great robot back in the league, back in the day. But look around you. At this place is where once great robots go to die.
Throw them away. That's what you do, right? Anything you don't need, you just throw away.
Wow. It's been a long night, right? You want to sleep indoors tonight, shut up and get in the truck. Don't look at me like that way. Get in the truck.
刚买的机器人就这么轻易的报销了，那五万块钱就这么打水漂了，查理也必须得想个办法呀。无奈之下，他只好带着 Max 溜进了机器人垃圾场，打算呢偷些废弃的零件，看看回去啊能不能再凑合把这个机器人修好。
Charlie breaks into a junkyard with Max to steal scraps that he can use to put a new robot together.
Here it is.I mean, people wanted more carnage, more show. Still had human fighters, human bodies, so couldn't give the people what they really wanted. True, no hold barred violence. So, the next logical step, get the humans out of there and let the machines kill each other.
Do you miss it? Boxing, do you miss it?
Careful.
在这个巨大的垃圾场里啊，都是废弃没用的那些曾经的机器人拳击手。
他们首先看到了第一代的机器人， Charlie 解释道， They wanted them to look like us. The more human, the better. 他们想让机器人外表看上去特别像人类，说什么越像人越优秀。 Crazy how quick everything changed. 一切真是变得太快了，早就时过境迁了。
因为现在的这个机器人设计理念呢，和以前有了很大的差别。现在的这个机器人啊，做的是越来越酷，越来越炫了，已经越来越不像人类了。
那为什么要以机器人的拳击赛取代人类比赛呢？Charlie 说 ，People wanted more carnage, more show. 人们想要更血腥的比赛，而且更要有表演性。Carnage 表示大屠杀的意思。正是因为这样的原因 ，You still had human fighters, human bodies, so you couldn't give the people what they really wanted. 你还守那老一套，坚持用人类拳击手、人的身体，那无法满足人们真正的需求。那人们需要的是什么呢 ？True, no hold barred violence. 那种真正的没有限制的暴力。
从查理的话里我们听得出来，他很怀念过去的时光，那个时候还有人类的拳击赛，而他是一名拳击手，可以亲自上场拼搏。
Here it is.
What are we looking for?
Anything I could use to put a fighting bot together.
Hey look.
What?
It's so small.
Ah yeah, that's before your time. That's a generation one, the very first fighting bot. They wanted it to look like us, the more human the betterCrazy how quick everything changed you put that in the car.
What changed?
Well, good question. Boxing. Human boxing. You just faded.
Why?
Because the money moved on. I mean, people wanted more carnage, more show. You still had human fighters, human bodies, so you couldn't give the people what they really wanted. True, no holds barred violence. So, the next logical step, get the humans out of there and let the machines kill each other.
Do you miss it? Boxing, do you miss it?
Careful.
What? I want to know.
Careful, you're on a cliff.
Oh, that's a long way down. You fell, you definitely...
中呢 ，Max 不小心掉下了一个巨大的垃圾堆。
Max falls over a ledge, where he's saved from doom by getting snagged on an arm of a buried robot.
You all right? You all right? I told you, Steve. Careful, we're still on the edge here. Oh.
Charlie, I think there's a whole robot in there.
So what? Let's go. Come on.
Taking him with me saved my life.
No, he did not save your life. I saved your life. Let's go.
Could you just bring the car to the edge? I'll use the winch to get him out.
You want that piece of junk? You get the car yourself. I'm through here.
Charlie 呢可不想要这个埋在垃圾堆里的废物机器人，而倔强的 Max 坚持要留下来，把救他的这个机器人呢给挖出来。到底这个从垃圾堆捡回来的机器人能给 Charlie 和 Max 的生活带来什么样的变化呢？明天的节目当中，我们再继续的和 Tom 来关注这部 Real Steel 铁甲钢拳。
I've never seen anything like it before. He's Generation 2, but barely. Like he's got a shadow function. That's pretty rare.You can mind your movements and throw them in memory, Max.
His name is Adam. Can we get him a fight?
If you want to listen to our program again, please visit www.am774.com.
I'm Jesse. See you tomorrow.
I'm Tom. Bye-bye.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
大音精华声系天下北京人民广播电台公益广告
冬季用火不要在灶台附近放置易燃物品家长教育小孩一定不要玩火冬季安全用火享受美好生活
还有收音机吗
你 out 了 北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
14 hours, Beijing.